And now, from the kids' zone, it's bedtime adventures, adventures, adventures. Hey, why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode. I'm so excited that you decided to join us. We have a very intriguing mystery lined up for you this evening. It's one of the most mysterious mysteries of all time, I tell you. A mystery entitled, The Case of the Missing Gnome. So without any further ado, let's roll off into our mystery, shall we? But as you know, like with all good stories, we must start from the start, and we must begin from the beginning. One sunny afternoon in the peaceful town of Montgomery, a mysterious incident caught the attention of the curious baseball player James, along with his trusty dog Bear, and his two younger brothers, Jason Jett. Now, their neighborhood was known for its tranquility, but today, an air of mystery hung in the breeze. The day started innocently enough as the brothers played in their backyard. The brothers had built a sunken fort by digging a massive hole back in the backyard by the trees. It was so deep that only their heads poked up above the hole when they stood inside it. "We need someone to be a lookout for our fort," James said. "A protector, or a guard, if you will." "How about Blobbity?" recommended Jed. Blobbity was the family's garden gnome. "Great idea. I'll go get him," shouted Jace, and took off for the front yard where Blobbity usually stood. Soon, however, Jace returned, empty-handed, claiming that their prized garden gnome, Blobbity, had vanished without a trace. "It's not there. I looked all over. He's gone," exclaimed Jace. "But I saw it in the tree last night," said Jet. James and Jet then climbed out of the fort, and they looked everywhere for the gnome, but they were unsuccessful. "This is just weird. How could it have just disappeared if none of us touched it?" said Jace. James, with his detective instincts tingling, decided to pursue things and get to the bottom of it all. "It's gotta be somewhere," declared James. "Gnomes just don't disappear into thin air. Come on, let's go figure this out." So following Bear's keen sense of smell, the trio began their investigation. And the first clue appeared near the mailbox, a set of muddy footprints leading down the street towards the stop sign. The prints were very small, hinting that the thief might be closer to home than they thought. As James and his brothers followed the trail through the neighborhood, Bear led them to an old abandoned shed down by the drain. The creaky door swung open to reveal a dimly lit interior. There, sitting on a makeshift throne of overturned buckets, was a mischievous raccoon, proudly wearing a miniature crown on top of its furry head. The boys couldn't help but burst into laughter at the sight. It turned out that the raccoon had been collecting shiny objects, and Blobbity's metallic appearance had caught its attention. The raccoon had kidnapped the gnome, intending to add it to its growing collection of treasures. So very carefully, with a gentle coaxing, James managed to retrieve Blobbity from the raccoon. And then, the raccoon, seemingly satisfied with its shiny haul, scurried away into the distance. So the brothers returned Blobbity to his new post as watch guard in front of their sunken fort. Blobbity seemed delighted to have earned his new title as guard over the fort. And Montgomery, once again, returned to its peaceful state, and the mystery of the missing gnome became a humorous tale shared among the entire neighborhood. Well, well, well then. The case of the missing gnome has been solved. I hope you enjoyed that story as much as I did. And I can't wait to see you on our next episode of Bedtime Adventures. Adventures, adventures, adventures.